Hello, welcome to the Search SOA podcast. My name is Michael Meehan. I'm the editor at searchsoa.com. Today I'm speaking with John Reimer, Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester Research. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing very well, Michael.
Great to have you. We're going to be talking today about how to architect Dynamis business applications. And I suppose the first thing we ought to get to is what are dynamic business applications, John? Specifically, what is this B3 that you've been writing about recently?
So two things. Dynamic business applications is simply what we call the next generation of enterprise applications. And we distinguish this generation from the prior generation by drawing a distinction between transactional applications, which is the prior generations, you know, a type of application that we've been building for many, many years. Basically, we build these applications to automate the performance of business transactions. Dynamic business applications take the next step. They use transactional information, you know, to automate business processes and to augment work. And in fact, we use the phrase design for people, build for change, two phrases together, to describe the requirements that are driving dynamic business applications. Design for people means that the application isn't built to service a particular transaction, it's built to service the way people work, the way an individual works in their job. And build for change means that the application must change with the business as the business changes, which, you know, is something a requirement we've never been particularly good at in the software business. Now, you ask about the three B's. The three B's describe the key technical underpinnings of dynamic business applications, and they are BPM, or business process management, which is what we use to automate business processes and flows of information and work. Business rules, or business policy management, which is what we use, which is how we automate decisions and the applications of policies within process flows. And business intelligence, or analytics, if you like. This is how we apply analysis in real time within business processes, you know, to further the work, either setting up a business process properly or directing a process based on analysis of inputs or the flows themselves. So those three B's, we believe, are going to provide the critical technical underpinnings for dynamic business applications. And we point out to clients that most clients are actually already bringing these platform technologies into their shops. They simply need to start to view them as a combined infrastructure rather than view them as separate bits of functionality.
And what are some of the architectural techniques they're going to need to employ to use those in conjunction with each other and in real time?
So the key, we start in the architecture for dynamic business applications with service-oriented architecture. Our assumption is that service-oriented architecture is the underlying set of design principles for all of these applications. So what that means is that business processes are constructed, using BPM environments. They're constructed by orchestrating services. Processes themselves will be exposed as services, as expose, say, an order management process as an order management service. The service actually kicks off a whole set of a full process flow and multiple underlying services. But for some people's purposes, all they need to know is, I want to enter something into that process. I don't want to know all the details. So all that's constructed using service-oriented architecture principles. It means that business rules need to be callable as services so that they can be incorporated into process flows. It means that business rules need to be able to call external process flows or external services as needed to get the information they need to complete their task. And lastly, it means that business intelligence needs to be dramatically changed from the structures that we know today. The business intelligence market has been built primarily around reporting and query and analysis, but usually in a batch mode, or usually in a mode where you're looking at history to determine what happened and what might happen in the future. The shift now, when you move toward a process focus, is to build analytics in line into process flows and into logic flows. And that means that business intelligence needs to be predictive, as well as rearward looking, and it needs to be structured. Analysis routines and so forth need to be structured as callable services that can be incorporated into flows. So it's all about viewing these feature sets as services within an overall architecture that can be used together as needed to create dynamic business applications.
You know, interestingly, we've seen a lot of SOA vendors, people who have sort of SOA suites from the design to, runtime management, now adding business intelligence onto that. Oracle's bought Hyperion, IBM has bought
Cognos,
mm-hmm. SAP has bought Business Objects. So you're seeing these suite players get in on business intelligence, though to the point you were making about it needs to be a different kind of business intelligence, are we seeing enough of that in the marketplace? Say I'm a user who's interested in taking this sort of inflow mm-hmm. business intelligence as a process model, to production. Are the tools there yet for that?
Well, they're coming. The large vendors that you mentioned, which have just been acquired, these are companies that have been around. All of these companies have been around for some time. All of those companies are restructuring or refactoring, or in some cases doing new development to meet the challenges that I outlined. The acquisitions that have taken place, I think we have to see view those from two perspectives. One is from the perspective of just plain revenue. So, Oracle, IBM, SAP are all seeking to, they're using acquisition as a way to grow their revenues. They acquire new customers, they acquire new revenues from, the product sales and maintenance contract sales of those companies. They then, turn their sales forces loose on those new customers and try to sell them additional bits and so forth. So that has very little to do with the structure of the product. It has everything to do with how large software companies do business. The second perspective, though, that we have to view this from is, will the acquiring companies help these business intelligence vendors reinvent themselves and reinvent their products to better suit the new world? And this was something that was very explicitly called out by IBM when they bought Cognos. Cognos was well into what we might think of as a reinvention of its product set to fit within this new world of business process and dynamic business applications. And IBM viewed it as being credible enough that now IBM can apply additional resources to accelerate that work. So that's one that I'm certainly very interested in. And the others will undoubtedly are working at it as well. I'm just not as familiar with the specifics of their plans.
And let me ask you about business rules. That term can I see used in multiple different ways. And for the purposes of our listeners, I'd like to maybe synthesize what you're talking about when you're talking about business rules. For instance, business rules can really just be sort of the parameters that a programmer has to work within, all the way to, things that actually have to do with your business. Mm-hmm. What are you specifically talking about when you say business rules? Or, what would be an example of some business rules that you're trying to apply here?
So when we talk about business rules and when we talk about that part of the market, we're really looking beyond the simple independent logic that you might see people using as examples. So for example, simple rules would be logical statements that you might use to direct a flow within a business process. So you say, when this step completes, send it to the next step. Simple as that. That's not particularly interesting. You can accomplish that using a simple script. What's really interesting and where you get a lot of power is when you start to use business rules to actually automate decision making. So, for example, we were just talking yesterday to one of the governmental agencies down in Australia, and they're responsible for determining eligibility for benefits for military veterans. So there's a whole set of policies that actually were set by the parliament, in three different acts of parliament over the course of about 12 years, that set the boundaries. So who's eligible for which benefits, and those are complex questions to resolve. It depends on whether you're active military or not. It depends on whether you were wounded actually in a conflict or not, or whether you were in the military or hurt, during peacetime. It depends on what your condition actually is. Your benefits, in other words, depends on what your medical condition actually is. And you may have multiple medical conditions. They also build in factors like, are you a smoker or not? Because that fact may influence your overall health. And on and on and on. And it's just one condition after another that you have to work through to determine what level of benefit this person gets, whether they get a benefit or not, answer the simple question of are they eligible? When you start to use logic, computerized logic, to automate decisions like that, you end up with whole strings of conditions and parameters and actions actually that would result from those conditions. So when we say business rules, we're talking about products that allow you to actually describe those kinds of logical flows, to automate those kinds of decisions. And you really need a totally different, you need appropriate tooling that allows you to actually describe that kind of logic with that kind of complexity. And most importantly, you need facilities that allow you to manage the logic because, as I mentioned, in the case of this Australian agency, the parliament passed three different laws over the course of 12 years, 12 or so years. And guess what? Each time they passed a law, the rules changed. So you have to be able to manage that change to the rules. So that's the level of features that we're really talking about.
And for the user who's interested in doing this, what would you suggest as a logical starting point to creating dynamic business applications? What's a good first project or first action to take?
Well, the market has pretty well spoken on that. We have surveyed customers on their buying intentions. We see the hot topic, the hot new technology in the market is BPM. Process flow, describing business processes, describing flows of data and so forth, just seems to be a very natural place to start. It makes sense. Business people and IT people can come together and agree on, a set of steps, flows of information, and agree on how those automating processes will or won't improve the business. So we find that the common starting point to be, in fact, BPM, big uptick in spending, big uptick in interest. However, we also find some people starting with business rules. Organizations like this agency that I described down in Australia, organizations like insurance, banking, and companies that sell complex products, when they will often start with business rules because what they're trying to do is automate very complex decisions. Like, you know, if you buy this product, if you buy this collection of products, you know, what does it actually cost? What's the level of discount? How do we make sure that all the parts of the all the proper you know, the parts are actually in the box and so forth? So we find some people starting with business rules as well. Ultimately, we believe they all will kind of blur together as organizations pursue greater and greater automation, greater and greater benefit. You know, they'll all converge.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, John.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And once again, you've been listening to John Reimer, Vice President and Principal Analyst at Forrester Research. We've been speaking about the architecture behind dynamic business applications. Hope you found this a useful topic. Thank you again, John.
Thank you.